They will ask questions
and
I should answer.
So you can ask if you want to ask any question.
Have you a question? Oh, that is I'm telling for 7 days here. Always, always. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kar. La Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva. We'll have to search Vaishnava SOCS. And that association will be with very qualified devotees who have no any problem, no worldly desire, always observing their all senses in Krishna consciousness. This is the remedy of all things. But they must have one problem. If that problem is not in any Vaishnava, then he is not truly Vaishnava. Oh, how to have Krishna prem? How to Krishna? Oh, Krishna, I want these problems. Now?
In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the discussion between Srimad Narada Muni and Vasudeva. Narada Muni tells Vasudeva that in Kali Yuga, Krishna will appear with all of his associates and all of his blessings. Yet in Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his weapons are not obvious.
His weapons?
His weapons are not visible, he says.
Oh yes, very quickly you can see. Kartal, Murdhanga, and singing, this is weapon. This is sadhya and sadhana both. So these are like weapons also, and also they will turn into Krishna prema also. Object and objective both. So weapon are these.
He says that if one hears the 10th canto and doesn't hear the 11th or 12th canto, he will fall down. So what is that instruction?
What? क्या कर
जो दशम स्कंध का श्रवण करे किंतु 11वें और 12वें स्कंध का श्रवण ना करे उसका पतन होना अनिवार्य है क्या
nothing never if any word from anywhere from Srimad Bhagavatam or transcendental and or rasa. Anyway, it has written that if anyone read whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and if he cannot, he can read any of the chapters, and if he cannot read one chapter, even he can read one slok with meaning and explanation deep. And if he cannot do half, only half will do. So we try to. It has not written that anyone will fall at once if he has read Srimad Bhagavatam 10th and not reading. Only these are for, if anyone is telling, only for Kanishtha Adhikari, not for. It has written Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't remember here, but I can show you that if he cannot read, he is not qualified to read, even by here, and if he is not hearing, perhaps Narada Rishi has told in the 11th canto, Sruto. Anumodito, if he has said, oh, Bhagavat to read, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam is very useful. So if he is doing anumodan, anumodan means?
Appreciation.
Anumodan. Accepting that it is how. If he is doing anumodito or dhyato. If he is doing meditation of Srimad Bhagavatam, anything of Srimad Bhagavatam. Namami swaram sachidananda rupam rasat kundalam gokule brajmanam. Like Damodar, like Nishingadev, like anything. Oh, all are bona fide. So don't think that he will fall down. If anyone is dying and he is hearing and he has heard only janamadasya jatah annayadi tarto and only half of this sloka he has heard and he dies, then what will be if I show honor for that and hearing only little, at once quickly he will be liberated. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has written dharma prajyat kaitavo parmo nirmatsanam satam vedyam vastam sivadam taptro numulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamuni krite kimba pare rishvara sadya avarudhyate atra sutivi krutivi tatkhana. Tatkhana means so not like this. Anything? What?
Why is the heart compared to mirror?
I cannot. What?
Why is the heart?
Because darpan may be mirror, it can be covered by dhool, dust. So our heart, sometimes it is like otake ki bole chitta, first covering of jeev. And it is also called Mahat Tattva. It is like a glass. Jeev is covered. But if it is pure, there is no dust. That pure Atma, though he is covered by Maya, but he can see Krishna or his soul also, other souls also. She is very lean and thin and very, arpar dekha jasa. Like we keep something in a glass, almira, made of glass. We are seeing that, oh, there are so many garments, so many things, utensils, or golden ornament is there. And what part? What are you doing? So, call him and take his ears and bring him out. Those who are there, that should be called here. We will punish them. Oh, cat, reddish cat, some is blackish. So, look, subject should not be. So, anything, golden ornaments are kept. We can see, but we cannot take. So, this Mahatattva are the first covering of soul is like that. Though it is covered by Maya, but we are bounded at that time by Mahatattva. We can see, but we cannot serve. And this friend, this Mahatattva, becomes more dirty, then it becomes Ahankar, myself. And then it becomes more thick, then it becomes intelligence. And more thing than mind. And from mind, sky. And thus, gradually, more covered, and thick and thick, and then this sthool body comes. So it has been compared with mirror. If we can have no, we have no dust, worldly desires, offenses, unearth so many kinds, 14 kinds of unearth. First, to forget Krishna. This is main avidya. And from then, coming so many. Kya? Forgetting Krishna, forgetting myself, forgetting bhakti, saru, asat Krishna, hriday, daurbalya, then apara. And all four. And after that, if they are washed, even what you have done in past life, good and bad, they will come. What you are doing now, bhakti, like arop siddha, mixed with karma and jnana, then so much opulence may come, so much praise will come, money will come without making any plan. But if you are involved, then you will lose so much. But giving all these things, chanting, remembering, your heart will be cleared. And then you can realize your Atma here. Oh, how beautiful, what is the shape, what is the mode, what is qualities in Atma. Then you can peer. Peer means?
Look.
You can see. But even it is bound, it is in Maya. Then when mood mana rati will come, then almost all the anath will go away. Aparad totally. And anath, it may be very like a smell. And after that, the abhas of prema will come, semblance of, and then we will be liberated totally. And then mirror will break. Go. Bhav ke baad mein. In this stage of Rati, it will be so glittering, that mirror. But after that, it will be broken out and rejected. And then himself, a body, a transcendental body, will appear. No need of all these things. And then Atma will be full active. You should ask questions like this, not of Italy, not of anything. You should ask questions like this.
No.
Pray Krishna, he is merciful. If you are taking bread, you are taking prasadam, and if you will want good association, I think that Krishna will help surely. Surely. But if you are in association outwardly, not following, then Krishna will not arrange. Understand what I am telling? If you are in association here, something Gurudev or that devotee is telling to you, and your mind is wandering here and there, then Krishna will not arrange. But if you want from your heart, surely Krishna will come to you. Your Gurudev will come. First, those who are Malli Shraddha, they should try for Nishtha. And those who have Nishtha, they should try for taste. And those who have reached up to taste, they should try to Asakti. And those who have come to Asakti, they should try to achieve Shuddha Sattva, that is Rati. Yes, for Ruchi it has been told there. Ruchi is Buddhi Purvika. Buddhi Purvika, you know, like Nishtha. This is good, so I should do. Or this is better. This kunan is better for malaria, but it is too better, bitter. But I will have to take. So, he is taking it by force. And he knows that by this a better stage will come. So buddhi purvaka. But when some taste is coming, then in nishtha, when we chant, we may sleep. And we feel some labor. Now I should sleep. Though there is nishtha. No? But in the case of ruchi, ruchi will come and then you will have that step. I should do more. I should do more. I should do more. But one thing is lacking there. What? If anyone is doing kirtan with any harmonium or anything, and his voice is so sweet, and those who is doing kirtan, he is very beautiful, and he knows rag ragini, you know rag ragini tune coming, going up. Sare gama padha nisa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. Very beautiful. Then ruchi will go. And if he is doing bhama Hare Krishna, if he has so much love him, he is more superior than that sweet voice. But he has rejected. Oh, you should look at that. You should look at that. So, vastu vaisishta apekshin. If the Thakur is decorated so well with ornaments, so good decoration, he will do pranam 10 times, sastanga. And if the Thakur is naked, some dust on Thakurji, and no decoration at all, you will see, what is this? So these are the symptoms of ruchis. But when it will be more condensed, then whether he is doing kirtan with sick voice or in a donkey ragini, no horse. He will hear and faith will come. Here will be, heart will be, but melted, weeping. Like anyone is singing in very deep forest and Jagannath Dev pursuing him. So, there is no apeksha of buddhi, vastu vaisishta, anapekshini. Whether Thakurji of Bansidas Babaji, naked, dirty, but Bansidas Babaji will have to quarrel with them. So, sometimes he will be angry with them. Actually, today I went to pick up flowers for making your garland, and other hand you told that person that you should quarrel with him and push him. So when I was picking flowers, that person came, young, very young, and pushed me. I fell flat and my this has been broken. I will not do anything to you. You should do, you should cook yourself, you should make garland. I will not go to bring pick up flowers. But he, very little, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, naked, dirty, no clothes, nothing. So, in ruchi, when it will be more thick, no horn, whether any golden ornaments or decoration is there. And after this will come asakti. But in ruchi, at most beautiful thing is that only for attachment and ruchi for only sadhan, not in sadhya. Understand? Ruchi will be chanting in name, hearing in Hari Katha, worshipping, all these things, not in Krishna. He has no idea of Krishna. So ruchi is only for process of bhakti, sadhana. And after this, when asakti will come, then he will go more forward. Asaktis are also of two kinds. Asakti in sadhana. And after that it will be transferred into bhajaniya. Bhajaniya means then Mahaprabhu. Always chanting, Hare Krishna, always. Asakti in bhajaniya. But also it will be in bhajan. But mostly it will go to bhajaniya. Always, ha Hare Krishna. As if he is seeing him, serving him. Then separation will come, separation moves. Before this separation is nothing. Zero. And after that, when asakti will come, then sometimes he may feel some separation mood. So these are the symptoms. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been told in condensed form, in very sutra. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami has elaborately he has told something about this. When you will go to that standard, you will look and see very deeply, and then you will realize something. So try to do more bhajan. No, not in ruchi. It is the symptom of only asakti. In ruchi only, it is connected to bhajan. Bhajan.
Besides
Sangara.
So, especially me, have many bad habits for many years, living in West, many bad tendencies. So, how can I overcome or resist the faith?
If you are of your own, then all difficulties come and they will grasp you. Grasp you mean? But if you are becoming of your Gurudev, then all will fear. Anyone cannot come to you. They cannot touch. Understand what I am telling? What? If a dog has no owner, not any master, and he is moving here, there, and going barking, and try to attack anyone, at once anyone can shoot, no harm. But if a master is there, always, and he is of any master, then it is very hard, anyone can shoot. So you should try to be like a dog, under the custody of any your master, and totally you should. Oh, if you are giving me remnant, I am taking. Otherwise, not. And then you see that no any obstacle or what, anything will come. Be of your master. But master should be very pakka. Pakka, you know, not kachya. And always try to follow him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If anything, any beauty is coming, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so beautiful. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Any delicious thing, oh, Mahaprasad, Tulsi leaf, and Lakhara Benjan is so high, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. Delicious coming, you should distribute to devotees, not taking yourself like this. Going good. Have so much strong belief in Krishna. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Maya will not come to you. Because in the dialogue of Vishnu Dut and Jamadut, it has been decided, truly decided. I could not hear. You should chant always Krishna. You should hear, chant, remember always, all doubts will go. Otherwise, you should serve totally the lotus feet of Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Then this doubt may go. Otherwise, I see that this this is like a plague here and there, very contained. So we should try to forget. In our house, there is a very big fire going on, and everything is burning. So bring water and distinguish it. So we are all burning. Chant Hare Krishna. And then you should discover how this fire has come, so that in future it should not come. If you want to believe, you can believe. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he has written everything very clearly. Anyone cannot explain like that. So you should go to Jaiva Dharma. What I am telling, everything I am telling from Jaiva Dharma. He is the part and parcel, no harm. And he is Tatasa Sakti, no harm, same thing. You will have to reconcile. How? Because in Gita it has been told, Mamai Vanso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Here Mamai Vanso, part and parcel, no harm. And somewhere it has been told, that tatastha shakti in chaitanya chaitamrita jivere sarup hai nitya krishna das krishne ra tatastha shakti bheda bhed prakash sei krishna swans eung vibhannan sahiyat in whole world he is bahut vistar. Here also swans and vibhannan Like you should see that there is a seed. This seed was tree or not? What? Answer my question. Whether this very seed was any time tree or not? Never. This seed has come from any tree. But this very seed had not been in a tree. But it has the potency of to become tree and throat everything. No? This is all right? So this seed means jeev has the potency of all this to serve Krishna, but he has not served at all because it is like a seed. But now when either going to Vaikuntha with the help of Yogamaya, this seed will be changed into sprout, creeper or tree, fruit, everything. And it will serve Krishna. If he is coming from Tatasa Shakti to here in this world, wandering lakhs and lakhs births, it may be that by luckily he can have an association of pure Vaishnava. Then he will put some seed of bhakti. Something is there, soil is here. No? And something is in our heart. Heart means in our soul. And something is required to help to sprout. Sadhusang is like water, air, sun rays. And something is armed in our soul. When both will mix, at once it will sprout. And fruit means prema bhakti. If it comes, he will serve Krishna. in Vaikuntha Golok Vrindavan, and he will never return. Never. He can come with Krishna or by the order of Krishna to save others. Not in controlled by Maya. Anything? General prem, not that gopi prem or that. He gave some attraction for chanting Krishna name. No? Not so high kind of braja prem. He changed their mood. They began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they became pure Vaishnava. And they were wanting that, oh, I should attain Krishna Prem, like this. And those who were more qualified, a stage of Asakti or Bhav, he distributed them Krishna Prem also. But like Vaikunthiya prem. And those who were qualified like Gopal Bhatta and his father, Venkat Bhatta, he also sprinkled them gopi prem, but not general. It is very rare. Understand? More loudly, please, louder.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is saying, Vidhi Marg Ratna Jane, Swadinata Ratna Dane, Raga Maga, Kodina Pravet. So, my question is, we know that last and last verse, Vidhi Bhakti, will never give us Raganuga Bhakti. So, how is he saying
that? Oh, this is like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. He is himself Krishna. And he has come only to sprinkle the rag marga. And within Krishna there were Narsingha, Ram, Kalki, Vaman, all, Mahavishnu. They were doing preaching Vaidhi Bhakti. And Mahaprabhu himself, he wanted to give rag marga and to test. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though it seems that it is Vaidhi Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shravanam, all these things. But really, his preaching of Bhakti was like Raganuga Marg. Shravanam, Kirtanam, this, it seems that Vaidhi Bhakti. But if you will see, what to Shravan, what Raghunath Das Goswami was hearing, what is that? Not Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasya, Sakhyat, Manivedanam, or like, looks like from externally, like Vaidhi Bhakti. But, if you follow Vaidhi Bhakti this, he has told that Sadhu Sangha, oh, don't sleep. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sramad. What are these things? If you will read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you should read. This is Vaidhi. But if anyone is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, the dialogue between Raramananda Mahaprabhu, especially Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially, more especially, in Chariot Festival, dialogue between Srinivasa and प्रभुक्ता दामोदर एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु तव कथामृतम तप्त जीवनम कब विरीतम कर्म शापहम श्रवण मंगलम श्रीमदाततम भुवि गृहंति ते भूरिदास. डोंट हियर हरि कथा फ्रॉम एनी वैष्णव हु हैज वन रिशिखा एंड तिलक एंड बिग बिग माला having a pothi like Bhagavatam, and he will tell that, I don't want money, nothing, nothing, you should only hear. Two words.
Don't hear.
What is this? This is not Vaidhi Bhakti. So Chaitanya Chaitanya reading Bhagavat. Hearing, automatically anyone will have greed for serving Krishna in that mood. Surely. So, any book of our Goswami, like Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, all Vaidhi Bhakti, 64 kinds of Bhakti has been given there. But if you will go gradually up and up, then what you will see? Krishna affection or this sthayi bhav has been divided into five. Shant, Das, Satka, Vasalang, Madhu. These are any Vaidhi Bhakti? Any of? Nothing. So automatically, by coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu devotees, in the line of Rupa Goswami, reading all the books, any book you can read, a very strong greed will come to serve Krishna. And especially it will come only for Shingar, that I want to serve Krishna in the mood of gopis. So Raghavanu was there. But if anyone hearing Vaidhi Bhakti from Ramanujacharya, never it will come in lakhs and lakhs birth. If you are hearing Madhvacharya, if you are Ramanandi, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, never it will come, never and never, in lakhs and lakhs birth. But if you are falling from beginning Vaidhi Bhakti, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line, oh, surely it will come. And they will only attract who has inseed that potency. They will come. So you are so much fortunate, you should think you are so much fortunate. So much that you have been attracted to this line, otherwise you have been in kya monism. It is very lucky they are in this world, killing cows, taking place and all this doing nonsense.
I have got some questions from others and then I am relating with you.
So you should answer?
No, no.
So I have no time to such. Now my time is over.
No, the question is very. They say, Guru, every disciple thinks that his Guru, bona fide Guru, is Nitya Parikara of Krishna. But Nitya Parikara is our best and God is Krishna pastime. How he will look after his disciple and have time and affection for his disciple who are conditioned in this material world?
Because he has so many steps he can take. He tells his intelligence and power is unlimited. In a second he can do lakhs and lakhs things. Wonderful power he has. Engaging in Krishna and also listening and the prayers of his devotees. Bona fide, like Narad, like Vyas, like others, like Rupa Goswami. There is no doubt about this. Kya? Usme Vedanta Sutra mein, tasmin na chitram, Virudha dharmam tasmin na citram. We cannot reconcile all this by this very penetrational mind composed by worldly things.
So every disciple thinks that he is
it is better. If he is not so, even a disciple should think that my guru is Dinabhoy. But sometimes if he is doing against Shastra, then you should give up. Or you should make a question to him, why you are doing, I want to know, very boldly and strongly. If he is criticizing any bona fide Vaishnava, he is not remembering and chanting Krishna name himself, only telling others, oh, you should do, not knowing Bhagavatam, and he never tells any Bhagavat katha. Why? He does not know how to worship. Why? So, if he is doing against Shastra, especially criticizing Vaishnava, Harinam, his Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, then we should give up. And then we should not think that he, my Gurudev is same as Nitya Parikar.
You explained when one does
Atmanivedana,
then everything he does is
Guru
to the
Bhakti. What? I could not. What is it?